So I heard there's this Mexican restaurant in Arlington where theme park workers and like Mexican grandmothers, they both end up at the same tables and they're both ordering these two things most people in Arlington, they've just like never tried.
Oh, Wendy C, you've heard right. It's a real gem, tucked away right there in the entertainment district. I mean, we're talking near Six Flags, close to the stadium. It's the taco spot, actually. And you're right, it's birria tacos, which, okay, people are starting to get into birria, but then there's the other thing, real horchata. And trust me, for a lot of people in Arlington, these are like totally new discoveries. You know, they just hesitate to order something they can't pronounce, or they just haven't been exposed to the authentic stuff. You know what I mean?
That's interesting because Arlington, it's such a diverse place, right? You've got tourists, you've got locals, you've got like everybody. So what makes these two items so elusive here, especially when the restaurant is attracting such a mixed crowd?
Well, you know how sometimes you just stick to what you know? Especially with Mexican food here in Texas, you get a lot of Tex-Mex, which is great, don't get me wrong. But the taco spot, they're catering to like everyone. You have these theme park workers who are, you know, on their feet all day. They appreciate really good, authentic food. And then you have the locals, the families, even Mexican grandmothers who, let's just say, they know their stuff, right? And they're all there, side by side, totally digging these birria tacos and horchata. It's a beautiful thing to see, really. And it's right between Dallas and Fort Worth, so it's a hub for like genuinely good food, you know?
That sounds amazing, but you mentioned horchata. I feel like I've heard of National Horchata Day. Is that like where people usually get introduced to it?
Ah, see, that's where the plot thickens. National Horchata Day, right? It sounds official, but here's the kicker. It was actually invented by AMP, the convenience store, in 2019. Can you believe it? It's younger than TikTok. So for most people who celebrate this holiday, what they're tasting is just powder mix, like from a gas station. It's absolutely not the real deal, you know? And that's the conflict here, Wendy. This whole fake food industry creates these holidays for processed stuff, and people, they think they've tried horchata, but they really, really haven't. They're missing out on the silk smooth, authentic experience.
Wow, that's actually kind of wild. So if the convenience store version isn't real horchata, what is real horchata like? And how does the taco spot like manage to make it so authentic, especially in a place where people might not, you know the difference? Okay, so real horchata, it's just silk smooth. You know, it's not grainy, it's not overly sweet from syrup, it's creamy, it's refreshing, usually made from rice, milk, cinnamon. The taco spot, they take their horchata so seriously. They actually ship their preparation base all the way from Phoenix. Phoenix. That's how dedicated they are to authenticity, you know? Carl Rohr, the manager there, he said people sometimes hesitate to try both birria and horchata together because they're unfamiliar, but he knows it's the perfect combo, especially with the birria having that Dallas-level spice. It just cuts through it, you know, perfectly.
Oh, so you're saying the horchata actually like complements the birria? That's an interesting combination. I wouldn't have thought to pair them.
Absolutely. It's like a match made in heaven, honestly. The birria, it's rich, it's savory, it's got that deep, spicy kick that's like definitely up to Dallas standards. And then you take a sip of that icy, silk smooth horchata, and it perfectly balances that spice, you know? It's cooling, it's refreshing,
And the best part, Wendy, is that for National Horchata Day, which is September 23rd, they're actually offering free horchata with any purchase. It's their way of getting people to try the real deal, to really experience what authentic horchata is like. You know, theme park workers know good food when they taste it, and they're always, always there.
Wow. Free horchata and a chance to, like, experience these authentic flavors that I didn't even know I was missing. That's amazing. So for anyone in Arlington, or really anyone just passing through the area who wants to try this, what should they do? You know, honestly, just go to the taco spot in Arlington. It's super easy to find, like I said, right there near Six Flags. You can't miss it. Go on September 23rd, grab some birria tacos. I mean, you absolutely have to. And then grab that free horchata. And trust me, once you try real horchata, you can't go back to that powder stuff. It's truly a game changer. It's about a little bit of discovery, right? Finding those hidden gems in our own city that really deliver on authenticity. It's good for the community. It's good for your taste buds. So go try.